Hey there. Thanks for joining us on Change Starts Here Research Conversations. I am Jennifer Chevalier, and I am joined by my friend and colleague, Kim Yaris.
Hey, Jen.
Hey. So, Kim, today we're going to be talking about vertically aligned goal setting.
Yeah. So when I heard that this was today's topic, I started digging around in the research a little bit. Do you mind if I shared some of the things that I learned?
Please do.
All right. So I read that effective progress in education requires a coherent, well-organized approach. Yet, such coherence is often lacking. And that there was a recent survey, and it found that 80% of districts fall short of their learning and outcome objectives. And one reason that they attribute to this happening is that only 30% of leaders strongly agree that they involve their teams in goal setting.
Hold on, Kim, we just back up for one second, Kim. So 80% of districts, you're saying, according to this research, fall short of their learning and outcome objectives.
Mm-hmm.
That's a staggering number.
I know.
Okay, and then to recap, you were saying 30% of leaders strongly agree what?
That they involve their teams in goal setting.
Okay. Okay, I think I see where you're going with this. Okay.
Okay. And when teams are involved in goal setting, they are 3.6 times more likely to succeed.
Oh.
So do you see the disconnect here? So only 30% are involving their, you know, teams in goal setting. If they did this, they would be 3.6 times more likely to succeed. Yet the staggering reality is 80% of those who were surveyed said they're not meeting their goals and objectives.
Wow. So I think this is really a hopeful message that I'm hearing you say from this research.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. You know, I think that there is some serious potential in these vertically aligned goals. And I think that that's, you know, kind of where we're going to go with today's episode. So to get us started out of the gate, you know, we're using this term vertically aligned goal setting. Could you define for somebody who's not familiar with that term what we mean by that?
Sure. So when I think of vertically aligned goal setting, I think about the whole organization heading in the same direction. So it's not an upward direction, it's a forward momentum direction. And essentially, the district is using data to pick a key goal, and then everyone else is driving towards that goal. At the school level, the department or grade level, classroom level, individual teacher level, student level, everybody's driving towards that one overarching goal with aligned goals that build up and help achieve the outcome.
I love that as a concept. Like, you know, like as you're saying that, I am picturing the bullseye in the distance, right? And I picture like the kids lined up with the teachers, lined up with the principals, lined up with the people in district office, and everybody says, charge forward.
Yeah, so, you know, it really is important to get that alignment. And I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about why vertically aligned goal setting results in improved outcomes at all levels.
Yeah, so in response to that question, I feel like Michael Fullan is like our go-to guy here because he has written so extensively about whole system reform and change, right? And so one of the things that I recently read by him was this. He said, sustainable large-scale transformations occur when there is strong within-group connection and cross-level rapport. This means that change happens when everyone within a system accepts responsibility for the personal work, action, and learning that is required for growth. So when I think of that, it's like getting to the very heart of vertically aligned goal setting. And what I think is there is that it helps to get people to this place where everybody has ownership, right? It's this, we're all in this together. I can remember when I was a classroom teacher, sometimes there would be conversations about like, oh, we've got to do this. And it was kind of a, I told you so mentality. And when we were having those, I told you so conversations, I think it would be a clear example of saying, I don't feel like I own this goal. Like it doesn't belong to me. Can you recall instances like that, or does that resonate with your experience as an educator?
Absolutely. I can remember being given a goal to achieve. And honestly, I didn't think it was the most pertinent goal for the particular set of students I had, but it was a more of a top-down approach. And as you were reading Fullan's quote, I just kept thinking and wanting to scream out, systemic synergy, right? We all have to work together to achieve this. And I love the thought of all of us being collectively responsible.
Yeah. You know, so last year we did some case studies on schools. And one of our case study schools was out of Jones County in Trenton, North Carolina. And they stand out in my mind as a school that's really going after that vertically aligned goal setting. Like if you,
awesome.
If you go to their website, their district-wide goals are displayed front and center on their website, right? So they have a leadership goal, they have a culture goal, and they have academics. So right from the get-go, if you want to know what the school is going after in terms of academics, it says increase percentage of JCPS students who are at or above grade level from 42.5% to 90% by June 2027. So, I mean, it's out there, you know, like they can see the bullseye, you know, and I see all of the, you know, people in that school district lined up with their eye on that goal. So it's very, very public. And they are all working together to get there. And the amazing thing is because they've been so transparent and inclusive about what their goals are, and they don't have a lot of them. They have three major goals, and they are so transparent about it. They have been keeping their eye on that target and just moving for it, moving forward toward it. And it's been really amazing to watch them year over year, because every school within their district has made the academic progress toward this goal. And I really think it is because everybody is owning this goal that they've set for themselves.
That does sound like a great example. I definitely want to check that out when I have a chance, because I haven't seen it yet. But it sounds like a prime example of what we're trying to advocate for here, where we're all working together towards that big goal. And, you know, what you said resonated to me. They just have three goals. Mm-hmm. I remember back in the day of developing school improvement plans at the school leadership level, you know, there were three goals for math and three goals for science and three goals for ELA and three goals for social studies. And, mm-hmm. and there were so many goals. We never got anywhere with any of them mm-hmm. because we were not laser focused on what was most important.
And that is, I think, part of what's super important about vertical goal alignment is that you have to get crystal clear about what truly matters most. Because, you know, one of the things that we know about goal setting is that most goals aren't reached. I mean, it's not just this 80% statistic that I shared with you at the beginning, but I mean, when you look at the research on goal setting in general, I mean, it is overwhelming that often, you know, more goals than not are met with failure. And if we are going to increase it, it does mean that we have to really narrow in on what is most important. And when we can do that, it just makes getting there so much more doable.
That's great. And, you know, why don't we lead into a discussion about how district leaders can effectively lead the development of vertically aligned goals? And I'll just start off with something to avoid. District leaders assigning top-down goals and telling everyone at all levels of the organization what their goals should be is not the approach, right? That leads to no voice and choice, low buy-in. You pointed out before a lack of ownership and sense of responsibility around the goals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in my experience, educators are highly educated and are among the most dedicated people in the workforce. Indeed. So as leaders, we need to honor their expertise and empower the educators to set goals that are relevant and meaningful based on more localized data than coming at it from a top down. I think when we tell them what their goals should be, we're diminishing their worth and missing out on opportunities as district leaders to grow and learn more about what's happening at the different levels of the organization. And it holds us back from innovating. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think the target for this process is flexibility and voice. We have to, while maintaining the integrity of the district goal that we set, using obviously data-informed district goal, then we have to allow flexibility at the other layers of the organization so that the goals are really meaningful and relevant. So if you don't mind, I'd just love to outline a simple process that district leaders can facilitate to really engage all the stakeholders in the organization in the whole goal setting aligned vertically approach.
I think that people would love that kind of takeaway from today's episode.
Great. So, you know, district leaders, we know you're super proficient in data analysis. So, you know, hone in on one or two, maybe three max key goals that you want to achieve, data-informed, of course. And then I charge you with creating a one-pager that you're going to distribute across your organization. And this one-pager would have your vision for this goal, the data point that you've used to identify this as a significant need and an area to focus on, and then clearly articulate the district goal. And so then you'll take that one pager and you'll lead a session in which building leadership teams synergize to develop a meaningful and relevant goal that aligns up to the district goal. So you're putting your building leadership teams in charge of developing a goal for each that aligns up to the district goal that you've developed. And you can certainly be part of that process. I would encourage you to be more of a listener in that process, because I suspect as district leaders, we will learn a lot from what's being discussed in the building leadership level. And so that gets us from the district to the school level. I would charge school leaders with creating a one-pager with the vision, the goal that they've aligned, and how the data they've used to identify it and how it aligns up to the district goal. So now you've got a two-pager, the district one-pager on one side, the school one-pager on the other side. And let's empower all the people in our organization by sharing that information, right? We want them to have the same information we've had to identify those goals and empower them to create goals that align up to those school and district level goals. So the next layer, our departments or grade levels, we want them to understand the school and district goals. I encourage district and school leadership personnel to be involved in this department and grade level process. Again, as a listener, you will be, I think, really amazed with what you learn. And it's such a trust builder to just be someone who's there to learn from the others in your organization. And so the departments and grade level teams will create goals that align up to the school goal, which ultimately aligns up to the district goal. And then we want individual educators to create their own meaningful and relevant goals that align up to the department or grade level goal, all the way back up to the district level goal. And then we need classroom goals, right? So that our students can align, and we want to empower our students with data to align their individual goals up to the classroom goals. And when we do this, we have engaged all of the stakeholders within the organization in the process. Everybody's had a voice. Everybody understands what the ultimate goal is and how their piece of action, their individual goals, team goals, all build up to attain this overarching, very important goal. What do you think about that, Kim?
I just think that that is the recipe for ownership. And I go back to that statistic that I shared at the very beginning about engaged teams are 3.6 times more likely to succeed. So what I feel like you've just given us is a recipe for success. So we can take that 80% of people not achieving their goals and flip it on its head. So that we have way more achieving their goals than not achieving their goals. So, all right, it looks like we are just about at time. So we just want to say a very hearty thank you to all of our listeners today. Make sure that you like and subscribe so you know when our next episode drops. And yeah, thank you for joining us today on Change Starts Here Research Conversations.